This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The top performing weekend program on the radio in the country is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you for making it thus and such. That's mostly because Michael Harrison is here from the acclaimed, the Bible, in fact, of talk radio, Talkers Magazine. Every week, the folks at Talkers go through listening to stations, programs, talking to people running news talk radio stations. This week, not a lot of heavy, there was not a lot of heavy lifting or research needed to get to number one for this week. But then there are some other ones that are floating around in the story list and the people list, which Michael will be happy to deliver. I shouldn't assume that, right? I hope you're happy to deliver.
I'm very happy. This brings me deep joy and purpose in life. Seriously, what you're saying is true. The number one story, which is obviously politics and the midterm elections, dominated conversation in news talk radio to the point that the only other topics that made it are those that were among the topics talked about in the election.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through that. But there are a couple of things that made it in there anyway, like number 10, big tech, Elon Musk and Twitter and Meta layoffs.
Right.
Number 9, Hurricane Nicole and climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, race relations. Number 7, abortion. Number 6, immigration. Number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war and foreign affairs. Crime at number 4. Now we're getting really into, you know, midterm stuff. Crime and the economy at number 3. Donald Trump is a category unto himself at number 2. And number 1, politics and the midterm elections. As mentioned, the people on the survey at number 10, we have Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg of you-know-whats at number 9, Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky at number 8. Number 7, we have, here's a category, this is the only way we could have done it or it would have gone on forever. Numerous Republican and Democratic Party candidates. That's it. Then at number 6, we get into a couple of the higher profile ones, like Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker in Georgia. Number 5, big surprise to some, not to everybody, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At number 4, obviously, Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Ron DeSantis. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden, the President of the United States, who's, as we speak, on the other side of the globe at the COP27 conference talking about the environment and climate change, and then heading off to Bali, where he is going to have an in-person meeting with President Xi, and the two of them will lay eyes on each other for the in years.
An important part of history, no doubt. Wait a minute, can we have a chorus of idiots now? Let's that would be appropriate. Right?
Okay. Yeah, really. So it's your turn to talk.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to completely steer the boat in another direction.
Please.
You know how I am. I don't like doing what everybody else does, even though this program is not for me. It's for the audience, and they want to know what the number one story is. So there's no guessing about it for sure. But at number 9, as we talk about the hurricane, we talk about weather and that sort of thing, I thought it would be worth at least a moment or two of our time to talk about, as much as we don't want to, this is the second week of November as you hear this program being broadcast, and I don't want to know about winter storms, but if you're in Montana listening to this program or the Dakotas, you are getting whacked pretty good by this big storm. Interstate 94 will be closed for most of the weekend because of a big crash there. So if it weren't for this being election week, this would be a big, probably bigger than number 9, because these storm warnings are extending all the way across from Big Sky country through the Dakotas into Minnesota, and that storm will impact probably the east part of the country, whether it's snow or rain. But the thing that most of us in New England look forward least to, and you and I are both in New England, is the first snow, or any snow. And it certainly seems awfully early. Not saying we're going to get it, but, you know, the prognosticators are saying there's a chance some snow will fall in some places in upstate New York and upstate New England. Anyway.
And this is why I have always been on record as being a proponent of building a wall around New England.
Yes.
And a ceiling.
Keep the damn snow out, please.
Right.
Yep. All right. So the economy also is something that a lot of people are talking about, because there's a lot of confusion and a lot of mixed messages here. The whole business about paying off student debt and whether Joe Biden is on the right course or the wrong course. It was sort of a political issue, but not a whole lot. The economy is stupid. Who is it? James Carville started that when Clinton was president, right? Wasn't that kind of...
According to our historical records, the first person that is credited with saying that is James Carville.
Right. Okay. So did that bear out in your research? Is that what people thought? Was there more focus on that? After all, the numbers...
It depends on where you were. This election is mixed. This election does not show any kind of a trend. We're still polarized. And in places where people thought that... take, for example, New York, where crime is a major issue.
Yeah.
Kathy Hochul got reelected.
Not by much.
She's abysmal on crime.
Oh.
Terrible
on most everything.
Would have been strong on crime. And yet, most of the votes for Hochul came from blue New York City, and the votes for the other guy came in red upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Do the people in New York City actually feel that their government is doing a good job in protecting them from crime? What the heck is going on there? But there are places where abortion was a major issue. Basically, the Democrats made abortion and democracy the major issues across the board in the election, and the Republicans made the economy and crime and immigration the major issue there. And in some places, it worked to each party's advantage, and in some places, it didn't. There's no trend that you could draw universally coast to coast from this election.
Nothing. And then the Fetterman thing, which is more of a, I don't know, is it a red herring? Is it a blue herring?
What it is, it's a Mehmet Oz is a loser herring.
Well, he did lose.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances, this is part of the great discussion here, because it's non-political. I look at this as being an unbelievable damning of the early voting, of the mail-in voting, because nobody had seen the debate between Fetterman and Oz before early voting was in vogue there, or enacted in Pennsylvania, or being used. So how many people, after they saw the debate, wished they had the ability to change their vote?
That's an interesting question. And my personal feeling is it didn't play much of a role.
Really?
Your feeling is people would have voted against Fetterman had they had the chance to.
Yes, that is correct.
We'll never know for sure. However,
I
think most people made their minds up in advance. And the dislike of Oz and the dislike of Trump in that particular circle caused Oz to lose, no matter how impaired Fetterman seemed to be. The people that voted for Fetterman did not want to see the Republicans take over the Senate. Had nothing to do with the capabilities of Oz versus Fetterman as individuals. It had to do with partisanship and And basically, it's an example where Trump did damage to his party. That's my opinion.
Well, I think that we are all about opinions and facts and how they shake together. Looking at the coverage and all of the focus, because you accurately said Donald Trump number two on the story list and on the people list, but there are a lot of people that I've heard from this week, mostly on social media, who think it's time to dismiss Mr. Trump. Maybe it's echoing because that's what I say, but maybe, you know, I can only reflect on the people who listen to the Good Day program and what they are thinking. It may not be that that's what the average person listening to the average talk radio program around the country is feeling, but the listeners, and it isn't so much agreeing with me, I just think that DeSantis is at this point shaping up to be a far better candidate for the Republicans. And a lot of people are recognizing it. But if you're living in South Florida, the two things this week for you was the impact of the hurricane and then the election and DeSantis and the number of Latinos who voted for him. Because if it weren't for the Latinos, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere. So there's I think that's a story in and of itself. If I were doing a talk radio program in Miami, that'd be what I'd be talking about.
Well, that's right what they're talking about in Miami. Yeah, but the reason that Hispanics in Florida voting for DeSantis is because they are Cubans and they are entrepreneurial.
Yep.
They are not the same.
Not Southwestern Hispanics.
As, people from Mexico.
Yep.
Or in the Northeast, Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge mistake to lump all Hispanics together.
The simplicity of the news media does that. It does. It lumps all Republicans together, all Democrats together, all liberals. It's because it's convenient and they think they control the discourse.
Damn them.
On that note, we will pause here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. It's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, giving you the benefit of Michael's knowledge, expertise, and research with the list, the top 10 stories. You can find it at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com, the people list as well. There's a book I'm reading called The Battle for the American Mind. And it basically, I don't know whether you'd say it was an indictment of progressivism on the news channels, because that's kind of what, not only the news channels, but the newspapers that are still popular, that get all the attention. You don't hear very much from the Manchester Union Leader, but you hear a lot from the New York Times. Is that because of the location of the Manchester Union Leader, or is that because it has a presentation that is right of center, and it doesn't have credibility with any of the journalists who seem to be coming out of the journalism schools that are preponderant, what's the word I'm looking for? Mostly.
Preponderously.
That too. Left of center, and their coverage reflects all of that. So really, we're not getting the news at all. That's what this guy's theory is. You're not getting the news. Somebody's trying to manipulate your mind with almost anything that you read or see. Isn't that what advertising is, though? Are we indicting ourselves, I guess, there? I mean, that kind of.
Well, you're covering, you're sloshing over a lot of issues here.
I am, yes. But I mean, that's because
of the
story.
I mean, the main reason that the New York Times has more influence than the Manchester, whatever it is,
Union
is
either.
Because one's in Manchester and one's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, it's apples and oranges.
Well, the fact that we use that, though, when it comes to the early voting, it comes to the primaries, and people go to New Hampshire first, and there are lots of people who want to know what the endorsement is from the, that's the only reason
I brought it up. That has to do with the primary thing. It has to do with also the ever-changing news. One of the things that I've noticed following the quarterly presidential elections is that the Iowa caucuses are a big deal until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
The New Hampshire primary is a big deal until the next day.
Yeah. Isn't that true? Most everything in the news cycle, though, everything is a big deal until it isn't.
Yeah, what happened to the late Paul Tsongas the day after he was the big...
God love him. What a wonderful guy.
The big winner in New Hampshire. Yeah. Or various and sundry people that have won. Mike Huckabee, for a moment, was the man of the hour because he won one of the early...
Now his daughter is getting all the attention because she won.
Well,
in the governor's race.
You know?
Yeah.
That's nice. You know?
Yeah. Quote number two of the day.
All right. But the battle for the American mind, I think it's a I don't think there is such a thing as the American mind. I think it's battle between American minds. I think that
mindset,
idea,
maybe.
There is no American mindset. That's
no,
a mistake.
Think...
Whenever you hear people, the American people, there is no such thing as the American people.
Was there ever?
No!
Maybe on September 11th.
Maybe for a moment, our resolve to win World War II, things of that nature, of course. But what I'm saying is when you look under the microscope at every event in history, every event, whether it was going into the war against the Nazis or going into the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, how to deal with the Depression, all of the different things that have happened over the history of this nation, if you look at it under the microscope and get away from the black and white headlines of both history books and newspapers, you see that there's always been tremendous contention, tremendous amount of controversy, tremendous amount of battling for the American mind.
Yes. All right, well, we'll continue our battle for the American mind in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel. And it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
In 1926, Congress called for an annual observance of the anniversary, and by 1938, it was an official federal holiday. Today is Veterans Day, as we celebrate all those that have served and are serving in today's armed services. Thank you for your service. As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in one day. Clark County Register of Voters in Nevada, Joe Gloria, continues to explain why they don't have results 3 days later.
We still have over 50,000 ballots that need to be counted. Those are in various stages in the process of validation before they go to the counting board, and finally, ultimately, they get to tabulation where we're able to read them into the system. We will continue to work through the weekend.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
To coast, border to border, you're listening to what in the minds of the folks at Talkers Magazine are the main stories, the charts for the week of November the 7th to the 11th. Michael Harrison, who's the leader of the band at Talkers Magazine, a veteran of many radio wars, he is on top of the heap, and he is happy to be on top of the heap where he ought to be. He's the man people go to get the info, and then they twist it and turn it around like CBS News did a couple of weeks ago.
And it is a heap. It is a heap. I like that word, heap.
A heap. Yeah. Right. Okay. So Doug Steffen here, as we focus on the crime story, which is number four. I'm trying to. We've gotten all the politics and stuff, I hope, out of our system for a while. The wild California car chase that took place this week. Did you see it was kind of like out of a movie. You think, okay, on the streets of Los Angeles, you see cars running around. There's usually a film crew chasing them, you know, following them, whether it's down in the LA River or whether it's out in the desert or whether it's going through town in the middle of the night. But this was not that. The driver stole three cars and caused untold damage before he was stopped by police shooting the tires out. And most everybody saw when they look at the wrecks of all these cars, they figure everybody's dead. But miraculously, the driver emerged alive. who had started all of this stuff. But then, you know, the whole discussion, there are a lot of different ways you go. Here with this, why is there so much crime in America? Why do people have to steal things to survive? The drug culture, the police, and are they overdoing it by shooting everything up? You know, you can go a lot of different directions with these sorts of things. But I, you know, you look at the crime and how people love to be passionate about it. And I think one of the reasons, because of all the television shows and movies that are all basically about crime. Right?
Mm, I don't know if it's because of the shows or the shows are because of the crime. You know, the chicken or the egg, you know. But I know that in California, it's a show every night on the nightly news.
Right.
Car chases.
Starting with OJ. Remember that? That's kind of where it started.
Yeah. Car, and that wasn't much of a chase. That was a parade.
No, it was just,
that was a slow-moving parade. But the car chases are part of L.A. culture, Southern California culture, and it's a media event. They have the helicopters in place.
Oh, yeah.
The remote cameras, and they follow it.
Do you remember where you are the night O.J. was being followed down the five?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were?
You know, I knew O.J. I was friends with O.J.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was driving the Bronco, his buddy.
Al. A.J. Al, something like that.
Yeah. Very nice guy. Very
was he?
O.J. was a nice guy. That's what
yeah,
the whole
he
thing
was.
So provocative.
Right.
I mean, you would never know.
Mm-mm.
But I was in my younger days in that circle.
Yeah.
With O.J. and A.J. And the Kardashians.
Yeah.
When we say the Kardashians, I mean the real patriarch of the Kardashians, Bob Kardashian, Kim's father, she wasn't even born yet.
And Shapiro and all that bunch.
I knew them. I worked with them. And that's a story for another time.
Mm-hmm.
But so I watched the O.J. thing with great interest. Because, you know, when you know people involved in a story, it's even more compelling than when you're watching them from afar.
Right.
That was a hell of an experience. I mean, it was one of those iconic moments in American history of that white Bronco going down, you know, the San Diego freeway.
Every white Bronco that gets sold on a used car lot, hey, this was the car that was used by O.J. to escape the police. Remember that, Jay? It was 1993, I think, wasn't it? I remember because I was getting this program where my Good Day program started. I was in a bar in Oceanside, California. The guy was running a little fledgling network down there, and we were watching. We never really got to the point of our meeting. We watched on television for 2 hours this stuff, and I had just started on KABC in Los Angeles, and I was the only person. I was quickly a shutout because I was the only person on the air in Los Angeles who said, well, let's give O.J. a break. Let's find out what really happened. Everybody else said, boo, what are you talking about? He's guilty. Go back to Boston.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. But the police weren't chasing him. They were keeping account on him. They didn't want to. But the big issue about police chases, the real issue is, should they let the car go and not go through this whole chase because of the danger that it presents to innocent civilians.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, when have you ever seen a police car chasing an actual chase?
I have in Los Angeles. I have. Yes,
it's pretty scary when you're seeing it in person.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in an urban area as opposed
to... Well, especially if you're on the road where the police... If you're involved in the cars are, you know, coming around you and you, you know, you see the police in your rearview mirror and this guy's, you know, going all over the place to get away from the police, that's pretty scary.
Anything could happen. They can go left, they can go right, they can go right into
bullets,
you don't know which way to turn. Should you go to the left to get out of the way or the right?
Yeah,
it's like trying to figure out which way the football is going to run. And but the major issue of all the issues is whether or not the very function of the police chase is a positive or a negative when you weigh all the elements involved and the risk and the collateral damage that they cause.
And what do you come up with as a conclusion to that?
My conclusion is that there should not be police chases past a certain point. And
what's the point?
the point when it's dangerous, when it's
who decides that?
The police have to decide that.
Mm-hmm.
The police know when. I mean, can you imagine what it's like to be a cop in one of those
awful
high
awful
speed chases?
Awful.
Like, you know, you talk about battlefield. You know,
mm-mm,
stress.
No. Hard to be a cop there. All right, a couple more things before we get to what's in the Michael Harrison bailiwick this week. The fact that we look at politicians, I am going to go back to this for a second because I really am eager to hear your rendering of or answer to the question about inspirational politicians. The reason I ask is because I was just reading an excerpt from a book about John F. Kennedy, who probably is in terms of greatness or what we thought about him as a leader. When he first got elected, most people thought, eh. And then after a while, it looked like this guy had a lot of starch. So I would put him in my list of inspiring politicians. That's a short list, actually. But I want to know from you, if you look back over your life and mine span the same time, who do you think was the most inspiring politician? And are we looking at things all wrong if we're looking for inspiration from some of these people?
Well, that's the first thing, is that don't look to politicians for inspiration. They're a matter of expediency. So
their own or ours?
Ours.
Ours. Okay.
They have to be. They have to be expedient. Sometimes the worst scoundrels turn out to be heroes because
mm-hmm
the circumstances, they rise to the occasion and they do things for people. It's how you judge them. Are you judging them on his personal appeal? Are you judging him or her?
Clinton may be a good example of that. You think?
Well, I think Clinton is has to be really analyzed by history as time goes by. Of course, that's mm-hmm going to happen when Hillary runs against Trump or DeSantis in 2024, and
yep
we see just how much nostalgia the American people, the American mind, has for...
That's your prediction? She's going to be the Democratic standard bearer?
My prediction is she's probably going to be the next president.
Uh-huh. Not a bad...
Well, I'm not saying, but I'm for it. Please, you know, I'm going to get letters. You son of a... You know. No! I'm just simply saying, based upon the way the tea leaves are reading, mm-hmm, Hillary could very well be the next president.
Yep.
And that only comes because I've seen this game before.
Yeah, right.
Look back to Richard Nixon in the 1960s. Hillary is Richard Nixon.
Yep. And by the way, DeSantis becomes the president after that. She is a one-termer, and then DeSantis becomes the president.
Well, if Trump gets the nomination,
yeah,
Hillary will trounce him,
yep,
in the election.
Yeah.
If DeSantis gets the nomination, this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out and invest in this. But if DeSantis gets the nomination, it's going to come down to a dead heat, and we won't have the results for months.
Uh-huh. There we go. Bing, bang, boom. All right, I wanted that from you. Okay, one other item, the inflation rate. Prices are up 12, almost four, from between 12 and 14% for Thanksgiving meals from year over year. And then we look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We look at a lot of information that's coming out that prices actually have stabilized and inflation went down last month.
Yeah,
so,
and the stock market went up.
Yeah. Right. So is it over already?
Yes, it's over.
Yeah. Okay. Then we'll take a break.
On to something. Yeah, right.
All right. You know. 44 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder about all the great things. Michael and I were just talking off the air about the feel he has from his new MyPillow. And there are lots of people who think MyPillow is just about pillows. Yeah. Okay, you can get good buys on good pillows at MyPillow, but now there are a couple of other things I'd like to point your attention. Point out the Giza sheet sale. Right now you can buy a set of Giza sheets for $29.99 with the promo code DS at MyPillow.com. Also this week, they've decided to give you a great deal on their fabulous towels. Every towel set from MyPillow, two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth for now, this next couple of weeks here, $39.99 with promo code DS. They are originally $109.99. So both of these items for sale at about 60, 65% off. Good time to do it. Let's get stocked up. Let's do the right thing. Check out MyPillow and all the accoutrements that go with it. The Giza Dream Sheets and the towels are the two specials for this week. Great deals only with my promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, the world of news talk, the talk radio countdown show, all of it has its roots at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, and the stories that are there about your favorite shows and hosts and stuff. Dave Ramsey is number 3 on the list, right? The Heavy 100?
Actually, he's number 2.
Dave Ramsey's number two.
Yeah. Yeah. And number 1, of course, is our dear friend Sean Hannity.
Sean. Yeah.
And, but Ramsey is an important player because he's not a typical news talker.
No.
And I personally love it when people are on news talk stations that are not necessarily political news talkers. I still have a nostalgia for
good.
A station that isn't only one thing.
Yep.
As variety.
Yes. Right.
But that's, of course, not the way the trends are going.
Well, it depends on where you are, what station. I'll say this not because you led me into it, but the stuff that I've been doing, you always say there's a little political bent to me, and there is, it has to be. But there's so many other great things going on, like Veterans Day. I spent almost the whole day talking about veterans and Veterans Day and the things going on.
This past week, Veterans Day has certainly not gotten its due share of conversation.
No. Yeah, you're right about that. All right, Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
Before the hour on the countdown.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
This is one of the great movies of all time. In fact, and it doesn't make a difference how old you are culturally, I think this stands the test of time, doesn't it, Chucker?
I agree. I'm glad you brought that. That is a perfect analogy because I always tell people when people say, like, because I scream Poltergeist, right, for the ESU girls soccer team before Halloween. And I said after the movie was over that this movie's 40 years old, yet it felt like yesterday. So really good films are timeless. And this is one of them. When I was a kid, it was like I talked about this before, a handful of films that always played on TV that were must-sees. This was one of them. Jonathan Winters, actually, I was looking at birthdays today. He was actually born. He passed away in 2013. But Jonathan Winters, one of the stars of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, which was released originally in 1963, born in 1925. His scene at the gas station is classic. And I
oh, my God, yes.
Even to this day, when I watch that film, I am in awe of the last act of that movie, from Rosita State Park, the Big W, to the tall building and the fire escape scene. It is epic, classic, and a big memory from my childhood, that film.
Yep.
I love that
yeah.
movie.
Yep, good memories. All right, I see that Emily Blunt has been asked about Devil Wearing Prada as a sequel. I don't remember her in the first one.
Yeah, she was. Anne Hathaway. She was a major part of that movie, along with Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep.
Meryl
Streep. They talk about doing a sequel. I just don't see that materializing. It's many years after the fact. You know, Anne Hathaway. Her career is interesting because she was, you know, red hot as a big star in the industry. Did pretty much anything she wanted to do.
Yeah.
I don't know over the last 5, 6.
Her reputation is not good at being easy to work with. Apparently, she's very difficult. That's the rap on her. Anyway, whereas somebody like Emily Blunt and her husband, people love working with them because they're easy, they're helpful. I remember reading something that The Rock said after that movie that he did with Emily Blunt. I forget what the name of it was. It was a cruise, like a Disney thing. And he couldn't say enough good about her. He loved working with her.
Doing another film. I forgot the title, but they're doing another movie too.
So Stanley Tucci was in that too. Remember that? He's another character. Yeah, I don't think
really
he
good.
Gets enough credit. He's a very good character actor.
Well, he's one of, exactly. But I mean, you look at Stanley Tucci, and most people would go, "Oh, I know that guy."
Yeah.
And I know his name.
Right.
But they know, and he actually did a stint on ER. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
On that
yep.
show to a couple of seasons.
All right, what do we have to look forward to? Did you get a chance to go see Wakanda?
I did. No, actually, I watched like 15 minutes of it, but I didn't get a chance to watch the whole film. Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2. That'll be the dominant presence at the weekend. Box office, you know, we keep stating, is there going to be enough product from now until the end of the year? I just saw a trailer yesterday for late December release of I Want to Dance with Somebody, the Whitney Houston biopic. Hopefully that's a good movie. If it is a good movie, I think it'll do some business in December. The actress who plays her is a relatively unknown. I don't think she really looks that much like Whitney Houston, but evidently is a very talented actress. So hopefully it is a good movie.
Right. Well, there are other movies. I actually think I'm going to go to the movies tonight.
I hate saying this on air because I don't know if it's true, but there was some stories making the rounds on different sites yesterday talking about some test screenings for Indiana Jones 5. Now, I have no idea if this is correct. I hope they're not. But these sites were reporting that these test screenings have not gone well and that people in test screenings did not like this movie. So I hope that's not accurate. It could be a bunch of
stuff
to get some hits. But
that's a movie. That movie is completely critic-proof. Those movies are going to do well no matter
what. James Mangold is a really, really good director. So I can't believe it wouldn't be a good movie.
Right. Yeah, no, I think you're going to have nothing but prayer. I'm looking forward to that. And as I said, I'm going to go. I've been to the movies for a couple of months, actually, but I'm going to go tonight because there are a couple of things that I want to see. Like I want to see the George Clooney, Julia Roberts movie.
Into Paradise.
Yeah, right. That's still doing. That'll do.
Leonardo DiCaprio turns 48 years old. I would say he's had a great career. Works with the best directors, gets the best of script. He's one of the few actors, Doug, seriously, working today who's never done a movie that wound up on the Walmart DVD.
Right, yeah, you're right about that.
All his product is as solid as it gets.
Like yours is, Chucker. Thank you. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.